Welcome to our deep dive. We're looking at something that, well, isn't some far-off prediction anymore. It's happening now. Generative AI. How it's already starting to reshape the global labor market.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to unpack why the youngest generation, the ones just entering the workforce, why they might be the canary in the coal mine for some really big shifts.
It's fascinating, actually, because this isn't something that's coming. It started quietly, maybe, but definitely profoundly back in late 2022.
Right.
We're leaning heavily on some groundbreaking research here from Stanford University. It gives us the first real, like, data-backed signals of this generational economic divide.
Okay.
So this deep dive, it's really for you, whether you're just starting your career or maybe you guide others or you're just curious about what's actually happening right now.
Yeah, our mission here is pretty straightforward. We want to pull out the key insights from this research, cut through all the noise, and give you a clear picture, you know, what's going on, why it really matters, and importantly, what we can maybe do about it. So let's dive into this Stanford study then. It's built on, what, millions of anonymous payroll records?
Yeah, from ADT, which is great because it gives us almost real-time data, right, from when ChatGPT really took off.
And the findings on these AI-exposed roles, you know, jobs where AI can automate a lot of routine stuff, that's where it gets really interesting.
That's the core of it, a really significant generational divide. So workers aged 22 to 25 in those specific roles, they saw a big drop in employment, somewhere between 6 and 13% since late 2022.
Wow.
And get this, for young software developers in that age group, it was around a 20% drop by July 2025.
20%. That's stark. It points to a clear pattern.
It does.
But is it just automation? Or is something else going on? Because experienced workers didn't see the same thing, right?
That's the crucial other side of the coin. Experienced workers, say 35 and older, in the exact same jobs.
Yeah.
Their employment was stable. Or it even went up slightly, maybe 9% in some cases.
So not just a downturn. It sounds more like replacement.
Well, the study points to two mechanisms. AI automates the routine, process-driven stuff. You know, basic coding, standard customer queries.
The typical entry-level tasks.
Exactly. But where AI augments what people can do, helps them be more productive. In those areas, entry-level hiring was actually stable.
Okay, so it's nuanced. Automation versus augmentation.
Right. And importantly, the main way this adjustment is happening isn't through falling wages for people who still have jobs.
It's the hiring.
It's a drop in new hiring opportunities, which isn't just about job loss today. It's it could break that traditional career pipeline.
Creating a potential generational talent gap in, what, the next 5 or 10 years?
That's the risk highlighted, yeah.
And how does this connect to the bigger economic picture? I know some economists have thoughts on this.
Right. Like Daron Acemoglu, he argues we might be chasing the wrong kind of AI, focusing too much on automation.
Instead of augmentation.
Exactly. Creating what he calls so-so technology. It replaces labor, but doesn't necessarily create enough new value or, crucially, new demand for human skills.
And it's not just the tech itself.
Right.
There are other factors, like policy.
Yeah, tax laws, for instance. They often incentivize investing in capital like AI software more than investing in labor, like hiring and training.
An unintended nudge towards automation.
Could be. And this isn't just about age groups. It's geographic, too. Think urban centers versus rural areas. Stockholm, for example, might see 45% of jobs as vulnerable, compared to maybe 13% in a place like Kaka, Colombia.
Wow, big difference.
It speeds up that hollowing out of middle-skill jobs we've talked about before, leading to a more polarized labor market.
And you mentioned a concerning side effect.
Yes, the potential for a sort of silent mental health crisis among young people facing unemployment. It hits self-esteem, identity formation. It's a real concern.
Okay, so given all this, what does it mean for your skills, for your career looking ahead?
Well, the World Economic Forum's Future of Jobs report gives some clues. The skills most in demand. Things like analytical thinking, creative thinking.
The human stuff. Resilience, empathy.
Exactly. Those are rising. While things like manual dexterity, memory, basic data entry, those are falling in value.
So it's a definite shift. Are new roles emerging from this?
Absolutely. Think about prompt engineers, people who specialize in crafting really sophisticated instructions for AI.
To get the best results from it.
Right. It requires linguistic skill, logic, a deep feel for how the AI works. And those roles at top firms, they can pay really well, potentially up to $300,000.
Interesting. It sounds almost like a comeback for the humanities in a way.
You could see it like that. Skills taught in liberal arts how to think critically, communicate effectively, understand human context, they're becoming essential for actually guiding and interpreting AI.
So combining that technical know-how with broader problem-solving skills.
Precisely.
Okay, so wrapping this up, the Stanford data, it's more than just a warning sign.
It's a map of a really fundamental shift underway. And the choice really is ours. Will AI just substitute human potential, or can we make it truly augment us?
Which implies needing a sort of collective effort.
Definitely. Some call it a grand bargain. It needs businesses, educators, policymakers, and individuals all playing a part.
So for you, the individual listener, it's about cultivating those uniquely human skills, creativity, critical thinking, but also pairing them with AI literacy. You need both.
Absolutely. But it's not just on individuals. Businesses need to step up, invest in reskilling, look at skill-based hiring, maybe like Toyota's approach to human-centered AI.
And education needs to adapt too.
For sure. Reforming curricula, fostering critical thinking, interdisciplinarity. Maybe look at models like Singapore's Skills Future Initiative.
Okay. And policymakers.
They need to look hard at those incentives. Maybe rebalance tax laws to encourage AI that complements humans, not just replaces them, and strengthen safety nets.
Right. So the goal isn't fighting the machines.
Not at all. It's about forging a new kind of partnership.
Which leaves us with a final thought for you to consider.
Mm-hmm.
If AI gets really good at providing answers, what are the new, maybe more profound questions that you will need to learn to ask to really unlock its power?